This is 90.1 WABE. Good morning. Mara Davis has managed once again to sneak by building security, clutching in her hand a whole mess of music for us to talk about. It's time for Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you once again, Mara.
Security, your front desk, I have to sign in. And when I sign in, who am I here to see? I write velvet voice every time, hoping that somebody will notice and think that's weird. But nobody said anything to me yet.
A little bit about that velvet voice. I think it's more like 60s Naugahyde that's been beaten up rather than the velvet part. But let's carry on, shall we?
All right. So the first show I want to tell you about is the Yonder Mountain String Band. And for the fans or the super fans, they just call them Yonder or YMSB. So if you like Sam Bush, if you like Leftover Salmon, if you're into jam bands and bluegrass, this is some hardcore, fast-picking music.
If the gal, the hands of Harlem cannot hold you to its heat, your temperature's too hot for taming.
A progressive bluegrass band on Frog Pad Records. I love that label.
It's great. Well, there's so much fun to see live. I mean, who needs a drummer when you've got the Yonder Mountain String Band? They're very, very popular. They've had some lineup changes recently, but that hasn't stopped them in any way. So if you're a bluegrass fan, this is at the top of my list. That's the Yonder Mountain String Band on Friday night at the Variety Playhouse. So one of the most famous comedians in our time is definitely Jerry Seinfeld. And here's what I like about him touring. This is a guy who does not need to work ever again, but he really likes stand-up. He just likes going out there and doing it.
He doesn't need the money, so what's with that?
So this is a very fun show. He does great. I mean, his observations are incredible. So a recommendation. I know it's not music, but Jerry Seinfeld is a pop culture icon, and he's at the Fox on Friday night.
This next act that you have on your list for this weekend, talk about tracing rock's pedigree. My gosh. Zion Godshoe is the son of Donna Jean Godshoe, who sang with the Grateful Dead during the 1970s. And this band is from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Talking about boombox.
Here's what I love about this band. Not the fact of where they come from. It's the fact that they're mixing rock, jazz, and funk with electronica. I think electronica is maybe a weird zone for people like you and I, because if you say EDM music or electronica, you're like, oh, I can't connect to that. There's no instruments. What's going on? To DJ, turntables. This is weird. But I like how these guys have been able to mix the two where it sounds like it all makes sense. That is why I put them very, very high on the list this week. That's Boombox at Terminal West on Friday night.
We haven't talked about the Buckhead Theater in a while, which is one of my favorite venues, and we've got a show there Saturday night.
Yes, I love the Buckhead Theater and the Cold War Kids, a very, very popular band, indie band out of California.
They've regenerated themselves. Hang Me Out to Dry was a hit, what, 8 years ago, I think?
Yeah, so they've been around for a while, but you know how bands go. You got to just keep reinventing yourself because people want to do solo careers, or people decide they don't want to tour anymore, or, someone hooks up in the band and then suddenly things go sour. You know, this is rock and roll, Steve.
Check, yes.
Okay. There's an incident with a drummer. There's always a drummer incident. But this is a band I think that would be a lot of fun to see. That's the Cold War Kids. Saturday night at the Buckhead Theater.
Your next artist is an icon again. I love it when these vintage rockers come to town. Delbert McClinton, still rocking the blues at 74 years old.
Vintage rock, deep cut. Let's get into the vital figures with Steve Glass.
She got it rooted on the air.
Yeah, Delbert McClinton, he's awesome. I mean, what more can you say? Blues legend.
They say that way back in the 1960s, early 60s, McClinton advised John Lennon on how to play the harmonica, which showed up on Love Me Do and Please Please Me.
That's a deep cut. Rock Nugget, brought to you by Steve Goss.
He also did harmonica on Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel the night. Hey Baby, they're playing our song. Remember that? No, you don't remember that. You're not old enough.
P.S. When I go to rock trivia night, you and I are a dream team. So
oh, we'd kill it.
What
we?
Do you think? What if, do you think? Let's
well,
do this.
You said at night, though, I'd fall asleep before we get to the second round.
All okay. right. We'll find daytime trivia. Grandma and Grandpa over here. That is Delbert McClinton, Saturday night at the Variety Playhouse. The next artist is, you know, this is interesting because in the 90s, I remember the Lemonheads and Evan Dando. Like, this was like the guy. This was the heartthrob. This was the indie rock guy that, like, all the girls screamed about. And he is doing some solo shows, and he'll still perform all the songs that you love. I mean, there are so many great Lemonhead songs. I mean, their cover of Mrs. Robinson wasn't my favorite, but Into Your Arms is like the ultimate 90s song. I love that one.
Into your arms, whoa, into your arms.
So we're talking just one Lemonhead.
One Lemonhead. That's it. That's Evan Dando, Saturday night at the Earl.
To wrap up the weekend, we're going to mellow out a little bit at Symphony Hall.
I don't think Jamie Colum has mellowed you.
Well, he can be. He's a sort of a jazz interpreter, a good jazz vocalist. He's from the UK. And some will say, well, Britain's not really known for its great jazz singers. But Jamie Colum is one of the best in Britain.
I love when you talk about jazz, you start to move your shoulders around. Like, I'm talking about jazz. I have a thing for this Jamie Colum. You know, we used to play him actually at Dave FM all the time. The song Get Your Way, which is a phenomenal song live. And I almost feel like Jamie should have... or could be or needs to be more popular because he is so unique and he gets up and he dances on his piano and he's really a powerful entertainer. So to see him at Symphony Hall, Steve Goss will be there moving his shoulders around. That's Jamie Colum on Sunday night at Symphony Hall.
The door, you walked in, the scent of wild jasmine, the room seemed to freeze in time. My regular table will be just fine. Radiant and elegant you might be, but your concentration is so go lightly. Both of your eyes reflecting the moon.